Yes!
I know we started every podcast off with that, but still.
But this one deserves the yes!
75 years, well, almost 75 years of Grey's Anatomy. Great.
But yes.
That nigga cold. 75 years and still whooping that ass, man.
I'd love to see 75-year-old Batman in this new Batman movie.
Yeah. I bet he'd still be like, ah, fuck you up, Superman. You touched my front porch. Yeah. Get him, Terry.
Yeah.
Get him.
Terry the leash.
Like, come on, get him, boy. Get him, boy. Go. Terry's on the leash.
He gets knocked down on the ground. He'd be like, you know, if I was in that seat, that wouldn't happen yet. I would have went to the left. You went to the right. That's your problem, dude. You don't think. That's the problem. But exactly. People,
we are here to talk about the myth, the legend, the icon,
yes.
The true believer.
My idol, my hero, the person I grew up on.
The giant midget.
Yeah.
The tall anchor. The Saddam Hussein of all Husseins.
The giant midget.
That's a compliment. We don't.
The hippie rebel, the liver of lover, the god of darkness. The cranberry of creme de la creme, and also the god of darkness.
Yes. Once again,
Batman, the Dark Knight,
yes.
The legend. He's always been a legend. Now, granted, like Cody just said, out of them 75 years, we got some years that wasn't so good.
We had some bad years, some rough times.
But if you give him 5 years, he comes back very strong.
Yes.
Yeah, 5 years, he comes back very strong.
Yes. That math real quick.
Yeah, that's right, right. Shit, gotta separate that fucking Batman begins from Robin or whatever. Yeah. People, what we're gonna do here today, you know, a lot of people saying, what are you doing here today? Well, we're doing a lot of things today. Yeah, but this one, it means something to me and Cody.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He brought something. Wait, one of them, you're over. I'm the smaller one.
All right, Cody.
And we're going to be talking about the legacy of Batman from comics, TV show, animation, movies, video games. Matter of fact, I almost forgot about the video game. We can't forget about the video game. Remember that Batman and Robin video game for the Genesis? Why did I think that was fun back then? 3 years passed, I played it again, I was just like, wow, I actually liked it.
I liked Batman Forever when I was five.
You know what the thing was? I think it was just because you played Batman and Robin, and me and my brother got to play together. Yeah. That's why.
that Batman ain't one.
That's it. Whatever. Return Super Nintendo?
I love that game.
Not anymore for me.
I played it in like 25 years or whatever the fuck that movie came out. Yeah.
I played it not too long ago. I was like... Wow. Stick to Arkham. Stick to Arkham. I don't know if that's because of times or what, but...
Oh, trust me, yeah.
That was not
you can't go back after you play the Arkham game, can't you?
Ain't no coming back or whatever. Yeah, I can tell you right now, I was not a fan of that movie, but that's either here nor there. Actually, it ain't no news. We will talk about that. People get into that. People will finally understand now why I didn't not give a shit about those movies. So we will get into those. Man, but the Batman legacy, you said it yourself, been gone for 75 years. Why you just couldn't get, what's the guy's name? Goddamn, that was in the Argo. Alan Arkin. I was going to call Alan Argo. Fucking name it for some reason. Why didn't you get Alan Arkin to be Batman for this new movie? What an old Batman. Old asshole Batman. There you go right there. You can't dress up like that no more. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, are you listening to me? What you say? You got to speak in this here, son. Now, you really gonna hit a defenseless old man when you put it like that and he turns around and Batman lets you do it? Ties that little bat to the pole or whatever, just fries that. You don't trust your senior citizens, youngster? Pulls out like one of them big Grayson sticks, whatever, and it's a nightstick he walks with and becomes a weapon and shit. It's a kryptonite weapon, a kryptonite play. I was preparing myself for this day. You might need to put the high things of that in there. You know?
Something different.
Something very funny. That's like Nicolas Cage Superman. Yeah. I mean, something different. Yeah, actually, you know what? I wouldn't mind seeing that now. After what I got in that last time. Why not just make him a comedy at this point? Why not? Because did you hear about that documentary?
That's all the pictures, yeah.
I want to see that.
I looked like a fun watch.
I want to see that shit.
Like a fun
they would tell you, like, he having a fucking fun-ass time. Yeah. Just,
yeah, get that on. That fucking thing on his head.
See, but that was his Superman costume, too, by the way. That wasn't the studio they did. Oh, genius. He owned that shit. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, well, anyway, though. Nicolas Cage, you could have played Alfred. Always in your career.
He did a fine big daddy. I'll give him that.
Yeah. 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 Wouldn't it be funny? An Alfred that wants to be Batman. He's like, I cleaned the glass today with suit insert like 7 times a day. And he's like, you just step way out of suit, man.
Yeah.
Just get away from me. So like, hey, you ever think that maybe me, I just know me and you at all?
You just butler.
That's all you do, man.
One job, fucking do it.
One job, dude. Call people, and I call you, and you answer. That's it, man.
Do my clam chowder.
I'm a clam chowder. You stitch my wounds up a little bit. You don't tell people. That's your job, bro. What if I just put the... Don't even think about the Robinson. You still got them on the Robinson. The hell is wrong with you, bro? But you know what? Let's get into... I want to get into TV properties first. Okay. We're going to start off with that old... You know what? Let's move on. Never mind. You just reminded me of something. No. Blank Man! If only I could reach my utility belt. Sorry, that was on TV. I was just straight my life. Funny moments, I will give it that. But moving. No. Oh, did you watch that that TV show growing up?
Two episodes.
Same here.
Two episodes.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. Today, not so much.
I actually watched it when I was a bit older. I didn't see when I was younger.
I watched it probably when I was around 10 or 11. So I've understood what Batman was at the time because, you know, it was the time where Returns came out and all that. I didn't like those movies. And the show came out. Even today, I don't like the shows, but I appreciate them for what they were. They were a testament of what that time frame was.
Absolutely.
And I don't mind it, but at the same time, I don't want to watch Batman carrying a fake-ass bomb or trying to take it to a lake or going out of the truck. That shit looks fine on a comic book with grandeur. People are like, why didn't they do that in a comic? They already did that shit. Well, look, I think, if I'm right, it's on one of the covers when he first took the Venom serum, if I'm not mistaken, where he got super strong and shit. After he started taking the steroids and shit, and he started fighting sharks and shit like that. Yeah. And he was like, oh, geez. All right, man. But, yeah, because there was a kid drowning, and he couldn't save him. And for some reason, that was when he started deciding to, because he wasn't strong enough, so he decided to take the Venom. And then next thing you know, that's when... That's the only reason he's one of the fattest sharks. It's like, man, you make it seem like that shark got a hold of her. Well, it probably did, actually. The sharks love that white meat back then, so, you know.
I like a little homage to that. I think it was Arkham City. When we go to the Penguin's Lair, and the shark is on the door.
Oh, Jesus.
Batman punched him in the fucking
head. That was City, yeah. That was. I do remember that shit.
I was like, okay, that was...
I used to always make the shark come up just to do that. Like, just punch that motherfucker. He goes down, and he'd be like, yeah. Because, you know, you think Batman, that suit can do it. I mean, that suit is fucking heavy. Yeah. That suit looks heavy as shit.
Well, the Arkham City, Arkham Sun one, not so much. Mm-hmm. Arkham Origins and the new Arkham Knight shit, yeah.
You think the city one looked big?
It looked heavy to me.
Nah, it's kind of me a little bit. I don't know, I gotta replay it.
We had a little big ass gun suit.
That, you know what, that's, I think I'm probably gonna get a nigga little Archer's name or whatever. Cause I know he did have those big ass, with a big ass blue gun and shit like that. I'm just like, man, that shit kind of weigh you down some more. Or but you know what, I'm gonna reach my shark repellents. I'd love to see him pull that out and just see what happened to the shark. The shark would have disintegrated. So where the fuck did you get that from? Okay, right, yeah. So, I don't really have much to say about the future, but I'm not gonna lie, I don't remember.
I mean, it's a testament of the time, it is what it is.
People still admire it.
It's interesting they went that direction, because you remember Batman in the old days, he wasn't afraid to use guns.
Yeah. Remember back in the old days, in the book, they used to think Batman was gay.
I don't remember that, actually.
Oh, you don't remember that? Oh, there used to be a huge thing about that, remember when I was growing up.
That would make sense with that old design.
It was when Robin first got introduced, whatever, and they'd be like,
why is Bruce Wayne sleeping in the same bed with his boy and stuff like that, whatever. A lot of people that didn't normally read the books, they came out and said that Batman was gay.
That was a reaction to that pink costume, yeah.
It was a reaction to a lot of things that they probably just didn't understand or whatever, like, because I don't think they knew where Robin came from or his background besides his family, so they were just jumping to conclusions like, why is this grown-ass man in the bed with his boy? And it's just like, he doesn't have a family, so I guess Bruce is just trying to make him feel comfortable or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. Why does Bruce need to fuck him? He can have anybody he wants. Exactly. He can fuck Albert if he wants. That's a much better fuck, because you know what? Albert can only say one word at a time.
Oh. Master Bruce.
Oh, I had to fake that. That hurt.
Oh, shit, that hurt.
So, yeah, but, yeah, back in those days. I wasn't feeling that. So, that does explain the pink suit a little bit. But, you know what? Now we're getting to the real TV show. I'm talking about the animated series. We're going to get and jump into the animated series. The best Batman adaptation ever. At least as far as the series go, because we already know my favorite adaptation. I ain't gonna say best, but it's my favorite adaptation. We already know what that is. But it's definitely my favorite one. But the animated series, man, that was something as a child. Just waiting to get home to watch that series, and you see those eyes going in the background. Down, battle ran thrown out. You see these two idiots.
Theme song, man.
That theme song was badass. Yeah. I see these two stupid ass goons running with that. It's like, that made me
bitch.
Yeah. I used to say that every episode, knowing the damn outcome of it, whatever. Yeah. Him standing over chiseled chin and shit like that, whatever. I was just like, that man's perfect. Even Bruce Wayne looked like a dick. You think Christian Bale's a dick. You see that Bruce Wayne in there. He's a dick. He never changed his voice. He was that dark voice or whatever. I can't do that. I'm not white. So I can't do that. But yeah, animated series. My God, so many great episodes. One of my favorite episodes, probably if I'm not recalling, was the one. And it's gonna sound weird that this is my favorite episode. It was I believe this is when the new animation got introduced, and Batgirl got drugged by I think it's Scarecrow if I'm not mistaken. I haven't seen it in a while, people. And she was in this dream world that they found out Batman was Bruce Wayne, Commissioner Gordon wanted to hunt them down, stuff like that, Nightwing and all that whatever shit. I love that fucking episode. That episode was iconic to me. I was just like, this is a... And then when she woke up, I was like, oh, bitch! Because I remember I was at the edge of myself, like, what's going to happen to Batman? He's going to fight the cops and shit like that now, whatever. How about you, though?
I got another oddball episode. It was the one, I forgot the name of it. But
they really need to release this series.
But it was like a villain vignette sort of thing. It was like all the villains that were around had a discussion about how they got fucked over by Batman. And each one had their story.
I do remember that. Yeah,
each one had their story, and when Killer Croc told his, it was some silly shit. Everybody had this look on their face, like.
Were they in a talk show or something like that?
I don't think it was a talk show.
They were in some kind of room.
It was like a trial, like a courtroom.
Yeah, it was a courtroom. Yeah. So I remember it was something like that because it was almost like they were doing a trial. Yeah. And was Gordon there or somebody was there? I can't remember. It's been a long time, people, I've seen. So the most recent I've seen this was on the Hub channel. And they stopped airing it, too. They used to show the reruns. I was watching the fuck out of them. And they stopped airing them, too. So I'm like, I gotta buy
them. Yeah, but I remember really liking that. That was like, it was a pretty unique episode compared to all the other ones.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, this is kind of funny. It's kind of, you know, change the pace of things a little bit.
Hell yeah. I thought that was a fucking awesome episode. Almost every episode was awesome.
Yeah.
I think the time frame on it was perfect and shit like that. That's the time frame pissed me off, but I wanted to go longer.
Yeah, that was probably the best representation of Batman at the time.
20 minutes. Hell yeah, I love it. I was saying, Nightwing thrown in there, and the Tim Drake, which is one of my favorite Robins.
The how they handle Two-Face is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Yeah. And the Joker.
Joker's great.
I cannot get over on how perfect that Joker is, though. Funny, sadistic, but yet still a dangerous motherfucker at the same point, too. You remember, the last episode I remember seeing on the Hub channel is when he blackmailed this guy or whatever and shit. And he's like, you gotta do this fair for me or I'll kill your family or something like that. That's the name of that episode too, whatever. That episode was awesome too. Mainly had a lot more Joker in it than it was in Harley Quinn and shit like that and stuff. That's back when they wasn't sexualizing that bitch neither too. That bitch wears all kinds of Wonder Woman outfits these days.
That cartoon, it was also ahead of its time, man, because it was a struggle balance between not being like too dark, but it was still so very serious.
That's what I liked about the Joker.
Yeah, like, because all the other cartoons back in the day, they were kind of X-Men was cool. Spider-Man has...
But that's the...
Which one?
90s. Oh, the one that was on Fox?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess that one had dark moments.
Yeah,
it really wasn't dark. Yeah, that was not dark at all. Oh, the Madame Web shit with the futuristic shit? That's where the shit took a turn.
Yeah.
Granted, I like that shit. But that's where that shit took a turn. Yeah. We can tell this is a whole different show. They got new writers on it.
Yeah.
You can definitely see that.
Yeah. No. That Batman shit, that was by far the best.
You know what? I put it up there because X-Men was my favorite.
Yeah, so I
put X-Men up there with Batman on that level of cartoon shit that we was getting back then. I thought the Batman animated series, like I said, really was ahead of its time. And personally, me, I know a lot of people love Heath Ledger. I thought he did a great job, but it's something about the Under the Red Hood Joker and this Joker and I keep calling Arkham Origins Joker. I'm not gonna use that one, but I can only say that because it's a prequel, so you get where he's coming from. He's just like, he's a sick fuck or whatever. He really just doesn't understand what Batman is, whatever, and shit like that. So I kind of just appreciate him from seeing him that angle, but when I'm under Red Hood and with the animated series giving him, I just like, I'm having a good time rooting for him. And at the same time, I hope he doesn't get another mile away because that motherfucker is unpredictable and crazy. The other one, I don't think he had as many jokes as in The Dark Knight. He had some little gags here and there, whatever and shit, but I don't think he was that funny, because everyone kept going, right, hilarious. I'm just like, he's serious. I think the only joke I saw was called was the pencil one. And, yeah, actually it was just the pencil one and shit like that. I never really got his fascination with Batman and that one, like I did with Arthur Morris and shit like that. That's kind of what I wanted, but still a good movie and still good acting on that part, right? But the animated series, that Joker, big my eye, fuck that Joker. Sucking the big clown with that white and all. Don't get fucked. Don't get fucked. I would be like, how do you want to get this way?
Kurt.
I was your, Mr. Kurt. What was your favorite villain in that anime series?
Favorite villain in that anime series?
Huh. That's a good one, actually.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Joker.
Joker? Yeah, I don't want to go Joker either, because even though he did have the most screen time.
Yeah, man, I don't want to do that. Great question.
I can't think of one either.
I
like the story they did with Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's al Ghul was great, yeah.
That was a great run whenever he came back and shit. Yeah. I just love the whole fight scene in the fire where he's going to take his
whatever. He was wearing a cowl.
Yeah, he's wearing a cowl. I was like, dude, that was badass. That was Ra's al Ghul was my favorite villain.
So I gotta go with Two-Face.
Two-Face is badass, yeah. I'm trying to remember Catwoman. I can't remember as much.
Yeah.
You know, I don't remember that much or whatever. Ugh. I wish they would release this shit on Blu-ray, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, they released the original TV set on Blu-ray, so I know there's a whole lot of rights and shit going on in that, but I'm just like, how the fuck I'm supposed to see this here? I know CJ's in the background saying, I got a link, you can watch it on. It's like, CJ, keep your link. I don't want any of your links where you found out you was the baby daddy or whatever and shit like that, okay, bro? Let's move on, though, to which I think is the second best Batman animated adaptation. That's Batman Beyond. That's a bold word right there. There was a lot of Batman adaptations after the Batman series. Right? Batman Beyond for me.
Okay.
The second best Batman.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of all the shows. Yeah. That was
the Batman, Beware of the Batman. Yeah.
Batman Beyond, yeah.
What was the new one that just came out? Beware of
Batman. Beware of Batman, right.
Brave and Bold. Brave and Bold. Beware the Batman. The Batman. We fought Dracula.
Yeah.
There was another one, too. I mean, I'm not counting the Justice League stuff, either, whatever, because obviously that's pretty much going to be just incarnations of the fucking Batman series, to be honest. Exactly. That's the same goddamn character.
Yeah, same thing.
I like it. Matter of fact, I recently just went on Netflix and just was scrolling through the Justice League set, and I was like, reading the title card, I was like, which one says Batman? Even with Batman, I'm watching. He was so fucking awesome in that. Especially the episode where, they went to Gorilla City, and, he took over his body, and he shot home dude or whatever, and then Batman threw his gun away or whatever, and he walked away. I was just like, so much depth in just one little moment like that where we just feel like, I understand where the character's coming from, but a mile away, 100% all the way and shit. Especially when he's laying in the bed, the hospital bed too, man. He's just like,
I would never do that. Whatever, then he walks away, Batman's got a TV on, lets him go walk with the American flag on or whatever shit. And Batman just looking at him like, they should have called Batman the Vision. Because he just got done saying some shit. But he was like, yeah, you'll lose control one day. And he was like, I would never do that. Walked away. Soon enough, this motherfucker got nominated for president. And we just looked at him and was like, I like how the camera cut off and seeing his eyes. I was like, that was another show of the testament of the time. I was like, that was great filming in general. Yeah. I mean, just great show or whatever. But Batman Beyond, that hit a home with me. I was like, finally, if anything, since not saying I'm exactly tired of Batman, kind of am, kind of not, whatever. I'm tired of getting all these adaptations of him and shit like that. But I like the little time period, kind of same thing with Spider-Man right now. Not as much as the Spider-Man, though. But Batman, definitely, the video games and all that shit. But I thought Batman Beyond is definitely the way to go if you are tired of the, I don't want to say tired of the bad way, I mean exhausted from the Bruce Wayne Batman, wanted to see something different.
Yeah, I didn't come at the right time.
It's a shame that they didn't know what they wanted to do with that cartoon. Like, they really fucking did, because I can tell you, every town we've ever been in, I've always yelled in the background, what the fuck is that Batman Beyond movie? Where the hell is that at? Shit. I thought Terry McGinnis was a cool character.
What?
I actually, a lot of people used to say, I resonate with Batman. It's like, no, the fuck you don't. Come on, man. Shit. Terry McGinnis, I actually did resonate with that character. I think anyone could have resonated more with that character, especially with trying to balance the lifestyle of mantling this power of Batman and having Bruce Wayne in his ear telling him how you need to be me, pretty much. Exactly. I'm just like, damn, dude.
Stay on.
Man, it's almost as if, like, he sits you down in one of them torture chairs and say, now watch these clips of how I handle this. Mm-hmm. Batman, Return of the Joker, Beyond. Fantastic. I was like, why is this not a live-action film? I was like, this is perfect. The fear Bruce Wayne had in his eyes and shit like that, to see that fucker was back, I was just like, that is awesome right there. Yeah. I loved it. Favorite villain from there was Ink.
You know what? I'm going to go Ink too, man.
Ink was a badass character.
Badass.
Especially when she snuck into the Batcave.
Yeah.
And was threatening her. Or especially when Batman or Bruce Wayne suited up again. I remember that when she first got introduced and he suited up in the armor shot. Yeah. I was like, oh shit, because he came in the little trench coat and shit. And then when she grabbed him, shit busted out and the mech suit came out. I was just like, oh shit, we've been that old Batman right here. Bet he can't move. And as you see in the Justice League, that motherfucker lived to be like over 100 and shit. That nigga would not die. Like Amanda White said, whatever. Well, Walter said, his stubbornness just won't let him die.
Goddamn stubborn.
Imagine the stubbornness can get you so far.
Yeah, shit, apparently.
Especially in, what was it, Dark Knight Returns. Especially in the anime movie they released, where the Dark Knight Returns, where part one, where he has broken arms and he goes up to the cave, and then the girl is just like, where's he going? And Alvin tells him to find himself, whatever. He's dragging himself, and he looks up and I'm not done with you. You ain't done. I remember just looking, I was just like, who is he talking to? He's deranged. He's a sick fucker. And he needs help. And then when that bat flew down and then he was smiling at it, I was just like,
I got shades of that Bat of Them story.
Yeah, exactly. I was just like, dude, this ain't healthy right now. Like, that was the first time I ever felt for Bruce. I was just like, you seriously need to give it up. You put it down.
About that time.
About that time.
You don't fuck it.
If you're talking to bats now and demanding from the bat, I'm not done with you. Get your ass down here.
Yeah, see, that's one of the things I always learned about Batman. He was always borderline fucking psychotic.
That was his power.
Yeah.
Almost his greatest power and greatest threat, too.
The Joker always points that shit out. Like, you're just as crazy as I am. You just don't want to admit it.
The funny thing is, he never denied it, neither.
That's true.
Because every time someone, one of his villain, rogue villains would bring it up, he would, his eyes would glance at him, and he'd throw his ass. I don't need you to point out the obvious. Because Batman never went around saying, I save people, I do this or whatever shit. Even when those villains said that shit, which I thought was definitely a great psychology theory to bring up the mental state of... That's why I love Arkham Origins so much, where I thought it handled that part when it brought that psychology. Dude, you gotta see that story. I'm telling you, it gets into that so well. You just like, I never thought of that. Especially that scene where Batman's running and Joker's talking in the background and shit. And you listen to him, you just like, oh my God, it's just little things like that where you understand where a character's coming from and shit. And the whole thing where they keep saying, Batman, you're just a light. Dark Knight Returns sums that up perfectly when Batman returns and Joker's
fucking vegetable, and then all of a sudden he keeps hearing Batman. He just comes back
wakes
to life.
Up. Hey. Yeah. Resurrected.
Darling. I'm just like, oh, shit. Can't keep a get fucked down or whatever. Oh, even what they did with Two-Face in that, too, though. I thought Two-Face was, like you said, Namish, I thought he was one of the best villains Batman ever had, though. Especially when he's like, don't look at my face, whatever, and shit. And then you see this, his face is normal, or whatever. And he's like, he's lived this for so long now, or whatever. He just doesn't see anything else but that face. So it's like, the psychology of these characters between villains and heroes. Well, I'm never calling him a hero. We'll call him a villain stopper. Bad guy stopper. I thought it was perfect. And Batman Beyond, I thought he carried that on.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Brave and the Bold, the Batman, and Beware the Batman. Now we're getting into some misses. I think Brave and the Bold tried to capture what that old Batman...
A lot of people dug that.
A lot of people
wasn't for me.
It wasn't for me either. I gave it a chance.
I gave it a long chance, too.
And I was just like, you know what? This time period of Batman is like that.
Yeah, same thing with the Batman. Gave that a chance.
I gave that a long
time. Yeah, the artwork, the direction the characters in. Especially fucking Hugo Strange and the Joker.
That was Hugo Strange?
Remember Hugo Strange? He was that bald motherfucker with the hair. He was fat.
And they almost copied the costume, at least the hood is like what we see with Ben Affleck wearing now and shit. So, you know, I remember when I first saw that, I was just like, are we going in that Dark Knight tournament? No. It almost like he was a younger Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker had the Motorola flip touchscreen touchpad or whatever shit. The Batmobile probably used to look at that like, was that Hot Wheels track? What the fuck is that? The Joker design. Joker. That is the worst Joker design ever.
Fucking voice.
Everything about it.
Horrible. What the fuck were they thinking?
You remember that one? There was one shot. I can't remember when he was in Arkham, and like he sticks his head out, and you see the fucking dreadlocks and the clown in hand, and his eyes are all yellow. So I'm just like, okay, the Joker I know has sense.
Yes.
He's not fucking. I won't say maniacal. He don't take cocaine.
No.
Okay.
He's not a drug dealer.
No, he's not a drug dealer. This Joker looks like a drug abuser.
Yes.
Straight up drug abuser.
He does some shit.
Flipping around and jester. He's a jester.
Yeah.
He looked like that dude from Assassin's Creed when you get the downloadable content. Like the jester himself. Alright, the jester didn't even act that fucking crazy in Assassin's Creed or whatever shit. That was some retarded shit right there.
And that's that Batman Dracula shit.
That's when I stopped watching it. When I watched that movie, I just looked at him and was like...
Why?
Batman versus Dracula. Who wants to see it?
Nobody wants that shit.
Who asked for that?
Nobody.
Where did that come from?
Yeah.
I remember they played that as a Halloween special, Channel 5, too, whatever. Mm-hmm. I was watching that. I was just sitting there, laying up in bed, a Saturday morning, just watching. I was just like,
no.
No. Maybe this will get interesting. Maybe it'll be a cool fight scene.
No.
At the end, I was just like, no, not even that, no. Yeah, I did not like that. I thought that was the worst Batman animated adaptation that came out, but then this new one came out. Beware the Batman. They knew it was so fucking bad. They canceled that shit after 5 episodes.
Oh, God.
Thank God.
Man, I out for it. What the fuck?
How the fuck they keep that Teen Titans Go still going on? That is an insult to comic book in general. Man. I still don't know what the fuck going on in that show.
I remember we were watching it that one. We saw like
first with the Comic Con.
Yeah.
No, that was actually a show. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I remember I changed it because I was like, I'd rather watch this old man shit, whatever. So it was last year too.
Last year.
Last year at Comic Con, people. We after drinking and shit and partying and Comic Con and all that shit, whatever.
Woke up
next morning. Were we eating?
No.
No, we wasn't eating. I was flipping through channel because we was getting ready to go head out to the last day of Comic Con. And then next thing you know, I was watching it for a little bit. I think that was the first time I ever like glanced my eyes on it. I was just looking at it. I was just like, what in the fuck is this shit? And it was like a month after Young Justice that got canceled and shit, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. I was like, I can't believe this got canceled. And people still watching that shit. It's got more seasons and everything. I'm just like, wow, y'all animation is just went. Even the animation was like, shit.
Man, who's that kid? You haven't even came to fucking 4-year-olds.
Some retarded looking bitches like
that. I don't understand what's going on. It's just like, what's the point of this fucking shit? Anyway, that's another fucking story.
That Robin is a fucking up with that shit, because that was the worst Robin adaptation I've ever seen. I was like, shit. I would easily, that last Teen Titans wasn't the greatest, but it's 20 times better than what this shit is right here, because fuck. But yeah, Beware the Batman, dude. That
bullshit.
That was horrible, dude. I've never seen that. I was like, ugh.
What's going on? That DC animation, where even they animate look clunky.
And then they had these C-list villains on there. Like, okay, that's cool. Do something with them. They didn't do a fucking thing.
Make them threatening.
Yes.
Make them the Batman. If you're not gonna do that, then make Batman weaker.
Right.
You have to balance that out, whatever. Mm-hmm. Batman's still this badass we know, whatever. And like you said, you got these fucking villains from the original animated thing that's running in the intro and shit like that.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole episode, it's like, I can see that in the intro right here. You know, I can pull up that old Batman. I don't want to watch this shit.
Nobody wants to watch that shit.
And no.
Nobody do watch that. Like, I can't.
Speak with your views and your dollars, people.
Justice.
Because nobody wants to see that shit. All right, they spent a lot of money on that shit.
Shit.
You see one, bro. They don't give a fuck about coming out that pocket, but when they realize it don't work, they will cut that shit legs off. They'd be like,
cut that bitch off, shit.
You fucking talking. Shit. That BP from down on 59, that bitch said, that shit got to go. Shit, it had to go. Oh, shit. Oh, alcohol. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, one beer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I had a shot.
Oh, okay. Damn, did you have one?
Really? I got a big set with the microphone.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, damn, did you drink that? No. The fuck did you have time for that?
Nut.
Well, that's more later. Hold on. We got a couple more beats. Mm-hmm. Okay. Where are we at now? I think we're done with TV, right?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, we're done with TV. You want to get into the movie now? Man, we're getting to that original Batman there. That's
the 66 movie?
Forgot about that.
The Legion of Villains.
The Legion of Villains,
Penguin, Catwoman.
Reminisce your favorite animated series episode. That's true. Who would have thought the animated series did that 20 times better?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that where they premiered the shark repellent? I mean,
yeah. Yeah, it is. It's one of the another story, too, where Batman's carrying a bomb.
It had the classic season with Romero and the Joker. With the making, you see the fucking mustache. And he had a Riddler with the worst fucking outfit I've ever seen in my life.
That movie's a fucking. That movie's a fucking. I don't want to.
Product of his time.
Product of his time indefinitely because, damn.
Wow.
I'm surprised there wasn't like a Batman marathon going on TV on Wednesday.
Holy bullshit, Batman.
No, I don't want to go back to that at all. I don't want
to. I'm just trying to be chronologically correct.
I know they were trying to do that in Brave and the Bold and shit. And I was like,
yeah, I'm brave. I ain't that fucking bold.
You keep that dialogue with your fucking grandpappy back there. Whatever. I don't want that shit today, Batman. Whatever. Oh, you kids just don't understand. No, we understand. But you need to understand that's shit today.
Yeah.
That is shit. That work. That's cheese, dude. It does not work.
It's not fucking 1966.
No, goddamn it, whatever. So, what did you think of that Batman movie?
Bad.
Product of time.
It's not work today.
It's coming from a Batman fan. It's coming from a guy just like Batman, as I'm looking at him right now. Smiling his ass off. Yeah, that's the closest I'm going to get to that goddamn guy. I'm Batman today, people. I do want that armor. I'm not going to lie.
Take that out.
Just give me one. I'll take that bad door clean one. I'll just be like, I got one.
Yeah, that shit.
I'll never put that on now. I'm waiting for the pants to fall down so we can take a shit or something like that. So it's like, never leave without it. Beats on it twice and the clap just opens up and shit, like from Dust Till Dawn and shit. The sun comes out, whatever. Shark. Why is it on your dick? Did you see Samuel Jackson Deep Blue Sea? Exactly. Shark ate his ass by the dick.
By the dick.
Yeah. Grabbed him by the waist. Mm-hmm. Dick is right there. Waist. Shark.
Dick of balls is gone.
Right in the mouth. There you go. You see 21 Jump Street? What does that got to do with a shark? Don't worry about it. Dick got shot off though. But then we get into
89, right?
89, that's 89. Right. Batman World.
That's
Bang.
Right. Hey, man, that's where the hype, that's where the real Batman hype
began. I think that's where I was about to say, that's where the Batman. I like
Batman hype fever pitch.
I think Batman started superheroes with that. Now, a lot of people say Superman did, whatever, but
that's what really ushered in, yeah.
Yeah, Batman, that 89 Batman was what ushered in Batman.
Massive.
Which Wayne told me, his dad was on that. As far as the marketing goes. You know, now he's just like, your dad is the coolest fucking dad. Now, granted, I don't really give a shit about that movie all that much, whatever. But I was just like, the marketing behind that and the signal and all that, that was fucking iconic. He came up with that idea? I was like, shh.
Dude, where the fuck is he at now for all these new ones to come out and shit like that? Where is he for this Batman vs. Superman logo? Yeah, I'm sure he can make a better one than that. Which, by the way, that Batman vs. Superman logo is in the I Am Legend movie.
Oh, yeah, that's when they thought they were going to be cheap.
In the future.
Yeah. That was kind of ridiculous, too.
It's kind of creepy. Did Warner Brothers make Iron Legend?
Yes, they did.
Will Smith is Batman. Right. I don't want to be Batman. I'll be Superman. Jade can be Supergirl. Yeah. Hey, man, what do you mean, Will? Jade. That's what I mean.
Same person.
89 Batman, though. That's another one I appreciate the time period. Actually, I'm half and half on one. I like that one better than Returns and the original and shit like that. But I'm not crazy about it.
I'm not crazy about it. I do appreciate they kind of gave Batman to the movie. With the whole dark aspect of the character. We've never seen that at all. Everything was just fucking silly as shit.
Yeah. It was up to the books, and that's the only time they saw it. So
they actually did, and Tim Burton had great visuals in that one. Gotham City looked great.
Great visuals.
I thought the costume was great for his time.
Mm-hmm. Definitely for his time.
Jack Nicholson was good, but he was just playing Jack Nicholson, to be real.
He was.
Yeah.
From The Shining.
He was Jack Nicholson.
From The Shining.
Yeah.
He really fucking was. He was just Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, and that one was very much a Joker movie.
Do you think he was mind-blowing, like everybody says?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. We're about to get a lot of hate mail right now. That shit was corny as fuck. I'm sorry. Most people like talking about those Tim Burton movies, how dark they were. I already watched one. It was like...
Yeah, that the museum sequence. You had Prince like...
I'm sorry. Tim Burton don't know darkness.
No, he looks weird.
Yeah, exactly. And then he makes it black, and you make it... And people think that it's dark. That's not dark. That's called some gothic bullshit right there is what I call it, whatever. Michael Keaton is Batman.
I like Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton is cool.
I like Michael Keaton. I like his voice. He's cool, complex.
Playing a new superhero, too.
I saw it. It's called
Birdman. Yeah. Gonna be old ass Birdman. Like, what? I'm still gonna wait for that one. I'm like, where is that coming from, man? You're gonna be old ass Birdman. Harvey, old ass Birdman? Yeah. Where is that coming from? Shit, they couldn't find one younger. Like, well, he played superhero before. Yeah, back in 89 and shit.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't gonna say the year. This is a long fucking time ago. A long fucking time ago. That's all we can know. But I didn't mind him as Batman that much. I don't think he did enough though.
No, because they didn't.
That motherfucker had his cape covering his whole body half the time and shit.
Honestly, they didn't do a whole lot with Batman in that film.
No, you said it right when you said it was
like I thought what they had. They given him was good, but like his Bruce Wayne, I was like,
oh, his Bruce Wayne was weak. Yeah. I don't even fuck in both movies. Yeah, they were like, weak.
No,
I didn't like any of his Bruce Wayne. Was, I think the only reason I can go with his Batman was just that he didn't really say much or do much.
Right.
So what I was looking at was just a guy in a suit.
Vicki Vale, okay.
Yeah, I love that. I hate that.
Best part about that movie is fucking Billy Dee Williams. Fucking dick.
Oh, yeah. Billy Dee Williams. How could you pass that up, man? Harvey Dent, Billy Dee Williams. That was perfect casting. Who thought about that? Michael Keaton. Put him behind the camera, then. Stop putting him in front of the camera. Why the fuck you want to be Birdman? What the hell's wrong with him?
Perfect.
Shit, he might as well be Robin next.
Not to mention the score, man. Come on, classic.
The score is a classic, man.
Any of them, man. Classic.
I was talking about Prince, man.
No, I'm just bringing up more points.
No, I'm just saying. Prince, man. I'm fucking with you. I didn't like that. I did not like that. Okay. I like the Danny Elfman one. Love the Danny Elfman. Prince. I'm fucking with you like that.
Yeah, hold on now.
How can I sit up here and tell you I hated those previous Batman movies? But Prince, man, he sure was perfect for that series.
I love that fucking Prince
video. That Prince video, man, was awesome.
Half Joker, half Batman.
I ain't never been so confused in my life. So I was just like, wait a minute. They said this is dark, right? Not purple. Right? What the fuck? Oh, wait a minute. I was about to say, is that what Robert Downey Jr. meant by that rose?
Let's
talk about that. Is he telling us a future here? Red Superman. I forgot what the other one was. I think he's blue. Mm-hmm. Blue for Batman's cow. I'm just saying. Return of Prince.
Uh-oh.
He had red, blue, and purple rose.
Prince on Batman vs. Superman.
What did that purple... He said it all makes sense later. You understand?
Yeah.
He just helped DC out. Okay. He's like, look, y'all need help with marketing. I'm RDJ right here. Yeah. Owner of Stark Industries. You know, that's not real, man. Shut up and let me do this. I can see your point. I can see your point with that. I'm still going to fix me a drink right now. You want one? I'm going to make it anyway, though. Let me tell you something. finally, that motherfucker talks, you just can't help but listen. Just like, yeah. what bullshit is he about to say right now?
Right.
And as grand as much bullshit is, I like how he said it, so. That's the difference between Bruce Wayne and Tony Stark. Mm-hmm. One talks, and the other doesn't.
Yeah.
You think Bruce Wayne would be more of a dick if he talked more? They're growling at you and shit like that. But now,
on to Batman Returns. The franchise started to take a little bit of a good run. And I used to love this movie when I was younger.
Yeah.
But now,
I watched it twice when I was younger and never liked it.
Yeah, I think primarily for me it was more of an atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
Of Batman and Snow. But it was kind of cool visually, you know?
Oh, yeah. Especially the actors at the time was hot and shit like that.
Their take on the characters, even Batman himself, I'm just like,
I thought Penguin was horrible.
Penguin was terrible. Catwoman wasn't great.
Oh, shit. Don't even get me started.
They turned Batman into a cold-blooded murderer.
I talked about that on...
Yeah, he didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, the Batman special I did back in 2012 before Dark Knight Rises came out with Grace and Lena. I was just like, the best thing I can say about this movie is the Catwoman. If they don't have that bitch talking like she's some 50s actress or something like that. They do that with all the Batman females, right? Even in the later ones that come, not the Nolan one, but the Schumacher ones, right? They all talk like that, I'm ready for my close-up, man. And Catwoman did the whole fucking...
Yeah.
She was annoying the shit out of me. Even as a kid, I was just like... I remember the coolest thing I remember thinking about that movie when I saw it as a kid that I liked about it was the Batmobile.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. Don't remember anything of it, to be honest. But I remember I was like, I like that Batmobile.
They're waiting to turn it around and burn them
up. Motherfucker got a grappling hook on there and shit. I was just like, damn, that car can lift itself up on a wall and shit. I was like, shit, dude. That Batmobile can do everything, whatever it is. He burned it. Motherfucker. You know what? To be fair, it was a sequel. He was tired of shit in the first one.
So, still, I had to keep with that shit, dude.
When did that come out?
That was 92.
Okay, so I was like, hey, you got from the first one, but... So, yeah, but, no, I had a huge problem with that movie. And then the ending, or whatever, I was just like... I don't know what the fuck is going on with these ducks and,
oh, my God, what the fuck was that?
The penguins with the bomb strapped to them
the
and shit.
The sentient penguins
with it. Yeah, exactly, they might as well, that was some good CGI. Planet Apes got shit on that right now. And then, yeah, exactly, they whack.
That was... I don't know what the
then
fuck
they carry them off and shit like that.
Like,
and like,
this was supposed to be like some beautiful sequence, I guess.
Right? Yeah, just sad ass music.
Yeah,
thing, man.
Like,
and they carried him off in the blood strip.
I was
like,
Tim Burton, what are you trying to say with this?
Fuck. You gotta look at Danny DeVito's bloated fat ass. Laying him on his stomach. You saw his ass fat in dirty clothes. And I'm just looking like.
It's like Chris Walker got his ass fried.
And just like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I'm just looking like. What in the hell is this, man? They even put that shit in the game with the penguins.
Yeah, even the sequence of something like the Gotham villains or like the henchmen. Remember that sequence with Catwoman when she robbed that jewelry store?
Oh.
The Batman comes on the scene. You see those people gang around him. You see the girl with the cart and the dude with the makeup on. But the weird motherfuckers. It's like they pop shit out of Arkham Asylum. There's some shit. Batman has that plastic batarang.
Alright, that's one thing I hated about the Batman franchise, and probably why I like we just got done talking about the suit and everything, right? Why I didn't mind it, but actually why I like it more, because the shit in the Batman universe before the Nolanverse, everything looked fake.
Yeah.
The rides, the toys, all the gadgets and shit, I'm just like, this shit don't look like it hurts nobody. It don't look like it does anything, let alone breaking lamps and shit like that or whatever and shit. At least when in the Nolan, they look metal.
Yeah.
Like, if you throw them motherfuckers, it's gonna hurt or something.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, it's gonna be like Dark Knight Returns Part 2 where he throws that shit in Joker's eyes and he goes, what the hell is wrong with you shit? Yeah, but the Batarangs and Batman Returns, they look like shit.
Yeah.
I just look at that like, I think I got that toy. And sure enough, I pulled it out of my back and flopped open. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Didn't come back to me. Man. That's like I lost that toy that day, too. I threw that fucking thing high.
Never be seen again.
Never be seen again. Probably my mom's room, too. Shattered. Batman Returns, if you had to give a rating, what would you give it? You already know where I'm going. Okay.
I would give it a low shirt.
Give it a fucking I think I watched that more as an adult than I did as a kid.
Oh, really?
Trying to get it.
Oh, okay.
I did one of those Lord of the Rings things. I'm gonna get this film. Everybody loves it for a reason. I'm gonna get this film. I'm just sit there looking like
that for everybody.
You know what? Fuck, I don't care if you say I hate this Batman. I don't like it. I just don't get it. I don't know what it is, whatever. I don't wanna suck Nolan's dick or anything like that. That's not where this comes from because I have problems with those movies, dog. Three is well, and I have to die in the end of that. But
Actually, I do have mine. I promise those ones. Yeah, I've been following those ones. Batman Brady. But, yeah, those Batman films suck.
Okay, so they were. Speaking of suck, how about that next one?
Schumacher version. Yeah. They might as well cram these two.
This is when, apparently it's a sequel, but I don't know how the fuck that works. It's like a few different design, aesthetic, and everything.
Man, did Gotham City look like the biggest rave party ever?
Like the biggest. The fuck was up with that guy?
The costume.
The architecture was completely different.
Yeah, mm-hmm. remember Commissioner Gordon's outfit though? He you talking about cosplay. He was wearing
cosplay.
We didn't
mention the Commissioner Gordon's of these films. Well, like, yeah. Fucking horrible. I hated Commissioner Gordon.
I hate him.
He didn't do a goddamn thing.
Gary Oldman is definitely, no doubt.
Oh, hell yeah.
He, personally for Gary Oldman resembles Year One.
Yeah. By far.
I would love to see. Yeah, I wish they would have just got mm-hmm. Gary Oldman for the Gotham mm-hmm. show. Do that, whatever. I was like, yeah, he ain't doing shit up. That little shit he didn't die. Dang, shit. He was in there two fucking scenes, whatever. Looking at an iPad.
Man,
and shit.
Commissioner Gordon in these films, all he did was point out Batman. There's a problem here. Batman. That was it.
Yeah, whatever. What happened? He said that was Batman and Robin or something like that after they let Ivy and them go in. Like, where'd he go? I was just like, he might get his fat, bloated ass off the fucking screen, whatever. Man.
I never thought Commissioner Gordon was useful until I started it. When I was watching the movie, I was like, damn, they would never get this
here. Fucking so bad.
That character is so fucking wrong in so many different ways. Not even funny and shit like that. I was just like, that movie you're one it out. Yeah, I know that, right? No, you don't. Schumacher, you keep making me bullshit. Because that Commissioner Gordon is atrocity.
Horrible.
That was atrocity.
Fucking garbage.
And again, those movies were atrocity. Yeah. Those movies have got to be the biggest insults. Like the one we just had in Return, that's bad. But the Schumacher verse takes a whole nother level.
Oh, yeah, it did have actually. It should be 11.
20.
No, that Schumacher verse for me, that was. I was like, you know, I'm done with the Batman.
Yeah, especially when they did with the Batcave, I was like. The big ass bat logo on.
With that toy car. Oh my god, that car looks so fake, it's not even fucking funny and shit. Even seeing it in person when you look at it, you just like, that shit don't look. Look at the tires on this fucking thing, whatever. I was like, man, who thought this looked cool? And then you think it would be cool because you finally get a Batman movie where you get to see multiple suits, weapons, and shit like that. You kind of want to see that sometimes, right? You're like, wow, when you wear that suit, or when you wear that suit, and stuff like that. When you see it in this movie, you just like, what the fuck? No, I don't want to see you wear any of these. They look like transvestites for the strip club down the street over here.
Oh, yeah, that's the debut of the nipples.
Debut of the nipples and shit. Val Kilmer.
Shiny black ass suit.
Bow
shiny.
Fucking
I just rubbed Vaseline on that shit.
I don't know. Forget it. What is it? I don't even know.
Some blind is a bat or something. That was the announcer. Yeah. Okay, what can fly at night with that doesn't have to see?
And then, yeah,
I am something. Care. Yeah, he's like,
Jim Carrey is fine.
You look blind.
You look blind. Is this bitch?
No!
I'm walking out. People, first movie I've ever fucked up. Oh my god. They did like, all the people tell me, it's funny how people keep saying, Batman Forever is not that bad. Or you can go to hell. That movie is horrible.
Did you see what they did to Tommy Jones in that fucking movie?
You remember the chicks he had?
Yeah. Oh my god. Biblical Fox.
Yeah. Oh my, that was the most, because I was like, what is this shit?
Oh my god.
How about how it opened?
Oh,
we used to save though that cop from the. That cop and I shut the fuck up, nigga. Shit. He just kept, hang on to my belt. He told his brother, like, god damn, did you get the fucking thing open and shit?
Batman was getting in these traps, man. He had no detective work going on. He was the dumbest motherfucker in the movie.
Batman talked too much in the movie, too. I thought he talked, especially in Forever, he talked way too much.
He sounded like Val Kilmer didn't want to do that shit. He was out of it.
Personally, he sounded like a little bitch. Mm-hmm. He kept crying, and Nicole Kidman, I'm just like, dude, you pretty much damn near gave her your identity by the first 5 fucking minutes.
Remember that sequence where Two-Page Red is the magic show. Magician show. Flying crazy.
What the fuck is that about?
And the crowd was going crazy, and Val Kilmer was like, Harvey!
I'm Batman! Harvey! Dude, you can't see what I just did. I stood up and did a Superman pose or whatever. I'm Batman Harvey! Harvey! I'm talking to you, fucker!
Yes.
Hey,
Very proactive Batman.
Why don't you go change? Yeah, go change. Stop fucking talking. And go help these fucking citizens that run around everywhere.
I did.
He's talking some major bullshit. Everybody's screaming at him. I'm just like, what, Nicole Kidman is right there? She can't hear him?
Oh, she's Nicole Kidman.
Worst Batman female love interest, I must say.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah, I guess, I think she got the most screen time, too.
Yeah, I'm going to say that. Her and Bruce Wayne. That'd be the most boring part of fucking Batman I've ever fucking seen. I'm talking about all movies, adaptations in general, or whatever. All her and Bruce Wayne, that is the most boring I've ever seen Bruce Wayne. I was just like, this guy is just not interesting at all playing this fucking character. I was like, why don't you just tell him you fucking Batman? Just write it fucking down at this point and shit. Because you even gave all these clues and hints and shit. They kept talking about, and Malcolm Cameron not opening up his fucking mouth with Bruce Wayne and shit. That shit was bothering the fucking shit out of me or whatever. He always had his teeth down and was like, I'm gonna give you this doll or whatever. What the fuck is he gonna do with this black and white doll and shit like that? What was he gonna do with that shit? Seriously. Seriously, whatever. And then just adopting this pet Negro and shit. This old ass pet Negro and shit. Bruce, you couldn't get a Chihuahua? You really couldn't get a Chihuahua and dress him up in a Robin costume or something like that? That old ass Alfred. Oh my god. Old ass Alfred. Why didn't he die before that movie get made? He was old enough damn to that area and shit. Adopting this out of nowhere too, like the cop, Commissioner Gordon just dropped his ass off there, and he was like, "I think you have a
friend." Man, this dude's like already 25.
What the fuck you doing, adopting? People like to see where your gay stuff about Batman can come out now, whatever. And it, why would you adopt him? You think you can really keep the secrecy that long with this grown ass man over here? Looking for it, like. There was no subtlety about that or whatever. It was just like, wow, this just feels like convenient like a motherfucker. Guy's family is killed by a guy you're trying to track down. You're a superhero. You don't think he's going to find that out one day? Plus, check this out. That man doesn't have to train him because he already knows gymnastics and shit.
What do you know?
What a convenience.
What do you fucking know? Like
that.
Harry's brother.
I actually wouldn't mind seeing Jim Carrey do that again. Who the fuck said that? Maybe under Nolan.
See, that's the thing I think about all the time. Like, especially some of the performances I've seen Jim Carrey since that movie, like, particularly the 21st century, I think he could pull off a decent rhythm. Given the right material,
I think he could.
I can see it.
Personally, I think he could too. Yeah. Someone said, I'm that shit, but we don't want you jumping.
No, right.
If he could have pulled this character off from things like I Love You, Phyllis Morris, and shit like that, whatever.
Like the orange hair shit, the fucking leotard he was wearing. Question mark cane,
gay ass staff,
yeah.
The skull and shit like that. Fucking, the yes no robot thing, whatever. Fuck that.
The
Jamie Foxx doll.
Yeah. Fucking Christ.
The whole thing though, even the riddles and shit. I was just like, you're a detective, man. He's dropping them off at your house, man.
That man has so much trouble figuring that shit out. Like seriously, that man. Come on, man.
Dude, his ass gets shot. It almost felt like he. Why didn't that kill him? Did he shoot him with a pellet gun?
Yeah,
like, that has to be the biggest luck ever, getting shot in the head like that. And just a flesh wound. Like,
flesh
wound. He had a clear fucking shot, too. And you mean to tell me all that got was a flesh wound?
Yeah.
Okay, that's crazy. And then, when really, Two-Face is going to kill him, he's like, don't kill him.
You won't learn anything.
I was just like, right. And then, it's almost as if Batman getting shot woke him up to realize, I know what you drills mean now. That must have been one of them Animanian bullets or something like that restored my memory. They all have numbers. Yeah. I just look at this like, you got to be the laziest Batman ever.
The dumbest fucking Batman.
You're the dumbest fucking Batman ever. And then, when this Negro shows up in that suit, I'm going to go with you. But I promise I won't kill him.
You are thankful.
Robin.
Why?
I thought the original animated cartoon with Dick Grayson, the animated series costume, and I like that costume. That's why I like the Tim Drake one or whatever.
You saw this shit.
I saw his shit. He said, you know what? I don't mind that bright green so much now. I really fucking don't wear it because you see that shit? He had like a olive green, red, and yellow purple cape going on or something like that. I was looking at him. And then his fucking dialogue.
Oh, like,
did he not take a 180 of characters when he became Robin though?
Seriously.
Like when he was just, hey Batman, these rocks feel hollow. He's not real. What's going on here? I want to tell him something. Can you just shut the fuck up and let's get this? And they made climbing those rocks a mission.
Oh, that commission has fucking battleship people.
You sunk my battleship.
Yeah, we're gonna afford you this shit.
Yeah, we really are. Damn, we did a full review of this shit. Hey, we basically, it's a fucking. But Batman and Robin now.
Oh, you're talking about fucking. Wow.
Did that amp thing up like a motherfucker?
God.
July Billboard.
Damn.
The casting.
Oh.
I was like, what is that?
The dialogue is why Superman works alone.
Did they get the car?
She did the car.
Oh, that's how it opened up.
Yeah.
This is why Superman works alone or whatever.
Was he cool in that fucking movie?
Yeah, he was.
Why would you even reference Superman? Like, what the fuck? Okay, yeah, DC's ahead of their time. They way ahead before Marvel. Batman vs. Superman movie.
I guess they did.
There's Batman and Robin. And my God, that had to be the worst Batman adaptation.
Oh,
absolutely. That was just justified. Like, the car, everything got worse. The car. It was wobbling and shit. The driver was like, that shit about to break down or what?
Shit didn't make sense.
Gotham City was even brighter than what it was. I was looking at it like, did they clean this city up? Once? But then when they get to the Coolio scene,
yeah.
Where the Batgirl suddenly appears out of nowhere, blonde hair, green-eyed chick, related to Uncle Alfred.
Why? I don't fucking know.
Don't even know where that came from. I guess because Commissioner Gordon was just as old as Alfred was, so I guess they just overbought that. Everything is so convenient in this universe now, so we're gonna get it and shit. George Clooney got that head wobbling thing going on and shit. No. Schwarzenegger delivering some of the worst fucking dialogue I've ever seen. There's a scene of him reenacting.
Oh, yeah.
Take it from the top.
The sweat.
Poison Ivy. Once again, pulling off a Catwoman from Batman Returns. The same, she's doing the same
fucking acting. Thing. I hate that shit.
I fucking hate it.
Fucking
that
horrid.
Shit. It was horrible. I was like, what is she doing? Why is she talking like that? And then the whole thing of like, how would you like your own signal?
Yeah.
Kept on her fucking hands like, put your fucking hands down. And then the whole, when she had the teddy bear thing, and I was like, you know what? Regardless of if she blowing that shit or not, she's not hot.
No.
I'm sorry. This bitch got that long head shit. And she's got all this flower shit in her face. The bitch looks like an air freshener you put in your car and shit and stuff. Like, Bruce, by the way, that's what she had in her hand. Never leave the cave. Jesus Christ. And you know, the one thing I always say this once again, one thing I appreciate about the Nolan Batman, Bruce Wayne and Batman changed their fucking voice up.
Yes.
George Clooney, Val Kilmer, they were talking the same shit. I swear to God, when he said never leave the car, I was just like, how can I not tell the fucking difference?
Yeah.
George Clooney has that distinct, and I don't know if he's talking about the actor, but I'm talking about, he has a distinct chin on and shit. I mean, that's a bat credit card. He's rich. Where the fuck else do you think he's getting these gadgets from and shit like that? Nobody ever took the question, like, I'm like, Bruce Wayne, I never see him or anything. Why is Bruce Wayne out here but Batman? Right. Why is he attending this anyway? Why is Batman and Robin attending this? Why is this grown-ass man Robin in the first place?
Yeah.
Doesn't even look cool at that point. The father's just saying, don't go look getting cool though. And he was Nightwing, goddammit. Okay, he was Nightwing.
Never give it up hope.
Never. I want him to be Nightwing. The fuck is wrong with you, DC?
This is pretty much killed the Batman franchise for a while.
I would never be a fan of Batman.
WWE.
I was not gonna see that Batman Begins when I heard that. I was like, oh shit, here we go. That last fight scene.
Oh god.
The fight scene between Batgirl and Poison Ivy? That was hard. It was fucking toxic. That was hard. The way they were, the martial arts in it, was hard. They both had heels on. They was doing a.
Yeah.
I'm full of surprises. You never know, whatever. That's something you need to know about me, girl.
It's like these fucking lights. Why does every fucking set design have to have these fucking lights going off?
Purple and green and blue neon lights.
God damn.
That move point on me, that's something you need to know about me, girl.
It was a lighting bill on this fucking protection.
I can see. She had that little ass knife. I was like, what are you going to do with that shit? What are you going to do? If I was a stick coated with that shit now, it wouldn't even fucking go through the other half of his arm right now and shit. What are you going to do with that little ass knife?
Goddamn thing.
Not a goddamn thing. And Bane.
Bane.
Brain kill, man. I was just like, you Christ, man.
Why is he green?
What's going on? How is he still alive from that pin? Huh? Well, mind you, both villains were created at the same lab. Talk about that complicated superhero filming back then.
Fuck.
Man, that was a big fucking yeah. pin. That man began. The Dark Knight. It
yeah.
yes.
Yes. Yeah, this is the movie.
That, yeah.
This is basically Restore My Faith in Humanity.
I restore faith in Batman.
This is a movie I remember starting looking at films in a different way. This is what opened my eyes up to like what a superhero movie could be. I saw this when I was 14. I was when I was 14.
Damn. Oh, well, I guess, yeah.
2005.
Yeah. That's right,
yeah.
Yeah,
I was 14.
It wasn't Spider-Man 2?
No, I like Spider-Man 2 a lot.
Yeah, I was sick. I know you like that movie a lot.
Yeah, I like it a lot. But it didn't have
to. I remember Blade and all that came out and shit.
Yeah, those are all good, but.
And then the second X-Men came out too, right?
Yeah, but it didn't have the effect of me that bad.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, yeah. Shit. I was about to say, I know you like all those movies and shit. No. Like, yeah. Fuck, all right.
No, this brought the character, it grounded it. And it makes sense to ground this character. We've never seen this take on
David Cole.
Yeah. And so we actually saw his origin this time.
I'm telling you right now, I don't give a fuck what you said. Forget about my ass. He gets my ass on that one.
Yeah, he gets my ass.
He gets my ass. Yeah, whatever. Shit. Forget about that. That is the best Batman film ever.
The best Batman film.
Live action.
The best origin film. The best reboot of all time.
Oh, all reboot. I don't want to get all of those Batman.
Yeah, that's why I do it.
No, they never existed. They never existed. Only one I existed was the 60 one. That's it, whatever. We don't go to the room. They never existed. I'm gonna scrap those in. I'm telling you, I did not want to go see Batman. Only I got stuck in the scene, Batman, because I was never gonna go see it.
Right.
As a Batman and Robin, I was like, ain't no fucking way I'm seeing this movie. And I saw that, and I was just like,
yeah,
this is the best.
Yeah, that wild one.
Ra's al Ghul, I loved it.
Ra's al Ghul was fantastic.
Loved how he trained Batman. Yeah.
That training montage was fantastic.
It was fucking
filmed,
awesome.
The music, the cinematography.
The only problem with that is he never gets to fucking do any of that shit in the fucking sequel.
Yeah,
which
yeah, we're gonna talk about
Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rise, whatever. And I was just like, give me more credit. That's why when Dark Knight Rise came out, I was excited as hell. Once again, Z saying when we did Dark Knight, they had a cool fight scene with Joker again. I was just like, that was cool. No, that wasn't I don't think when you drop a net and take $3 or something, that's not a... Nigga, you ignorant or what? Okay, listen. You not get what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about an actual fight scene. Mm-hmm. Talking about some hand-to-hand combat.
Right.
Talking about the shit that we saw Batman going up against, like, Ra's al Ghul and whatever the shit. We had to fight all them damn League of Assassins and shit like that. That's what I want to see in
Hell
shit.
Yeah.
I want to build on this, just training and shit. When I heard the third one was going to be all about that, I was like, come on, for this movie. Now, I know we're going to get some soup, because I thought they was going to ground bang too, but I know we're going to get some superpowered human being and shit like that, where none of that shit works.
But, the villains in here were great. I like Scarecrow. I thought they could have done a lot more with him.
Yeah.
But his preparation story is good.
I like how they made him a minor villain.
Yeah.
Didn't put too much attention on him. Did it with Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah.
I don't think Ra's al Ghul's ever gotten that time frame or property or whatever. I'm like, Scarecrow and all that? Yeah, I'm fine with them, whatever. But Ra's al Ghul, Hugo Strange, and people like them, I think some of them need more forefront time as well and shit.
Yeah.
And like you said, we've seen the Joker. We've seen... A lot of people say the same thing with Two-Face in the second one or Talia al Ghul in the third one. Shit. I think Nolan just had a chance to do that shit. You know,
of course, Christian Bale was fantastic.
Christian Bale was fucking awesome. Love him.
Love him.
I love him.
I would notice he did that scene. With the philosophy team.
Swear to me.
Man, I can't tell you how many times I rewinded in my fucking movie there.
I love that part where he sprung up Falcone in that fucking light or whatever shit. Oh, I like the part where he's just like, where are you?
That is the best introduction Batman sequence ever.
Oh yeah, when he threw it, when they picked up the Batarang and he threw it at the light and shit or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, them things are sharp as fuck. That's what you need to throw them things at light. You throw it at the person, you might stab a motherfucker.
Snatch the motherfucker out the darkness.
Snatch the motherfucker out the
darkness. Holy shit.
Yes.
This is the fuck I was waiting for.
That was some darkness. I mean, and then just Batman in general, how he's saying things. And I love the conflict between him and Alfred and shit about what they believe, what they're doing, like the city and shit.
Alfred's the actual character now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Commissioner Gordon's a fucking character now.
Thank God. Yes, he really was and shit like that. Commissioner Gordon, I thought, was definitely one of the best. All three movies, I thought Gordon or Gary Oldman was great in all three.
Yeah.
I love his character in all of them, whatever.
Tony Corcoran, Lucius Fox, he was great.
Yeah. It's a shame he plays that role now. Yeah. Every
back then it was cool as fuck because, you know, Alex Hughes still. You know,
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, the actor Morgan Freeman. now he just.
He's always on the desk. He's always wearing the same outfit.
Give somebody some speech.
Give them some speech.
Some information they don't know about.
They don't know about supplying them the tools they need or something. I'm just like, dude, you got to get away from this fucking role, man. Seriously. Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises. Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, man, was, I think it's just as transcendent as Batman Begins.
I do too.
Put the superhero genre on his head.
You know, we didn't get into Batman Begins. Greatest ending,
too. Oh, yes. Hell yeah.
That was the greatest ending ever.
Man, I was going to sit up and cut my ass. I was like, fuck yeah.
To be honest,
perfect.
I'm glad I saw Dark Knight, but if that movie wouldn't have did well and they would have ended it right there, I could have been just fine without seeing that, too. Whereas I was like, that ending was so, it could lead to a sequel, but yet it could end too as well, where I was like, I felt like I got what I wanted out of that or whatever and shit from that movie as a standalone film. And when they came out with the sequel, I was just like, delivered on what I wanted.
And that next movie didn't want to be shabby either.
Which one?
Definitely.
I thought you
were talking
about
the
Rise.
No, I ain't
gonna When I saw it, Dark Knight opened up with the whole clown segment and shit like that.
Fucking fantastic.
That was fantastic.
Fantastic.
Whatever. Once again, I'm about to go on my rant right now. Two-Face, man. Mm-hmm. Fucking stole the movie from me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Harvey Dent, Aaron Eckhart. That guy is not getting enough credit.
He got a shaft.
He's getting the shaft of this movie. That's kind of one of the reasons why I think Batman Begins is better, because I think he got shafted so quickly by Heath Ledger that it ain't even funny. And I wonder if that would really happen had he died or not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I think Aaron Hart.
It's just as much his movie as his Batman movie.
Especially towards the end of the movie. The last half of the film is Two Hart plays this film and shit. Even Joker says it in the film and shit. He's like, look, this ain't about me and you no more.
Yeah, that was one of the most heartbreaking, tragic, and most fully realized portrayal of a villain I've ever seen on screen.
Maybe.
Ever.
I'm telling you right now, a lot of people are going to suck that Joker's dick. Mm-hmm. Two-Face.
Yeah.
Everything. Motivation was there, everything, whatever. The look I felt for the character and every goddamn thing, I was just like, his motivation. The whole thing with him and Rachel, which I don't like Rachel at all as a character. I think she's a horrible character. But the whole stuff for him leading in that, he thought they were getting this. Last words, I'll marry you. Mm-hmm. And then they're thinking like he's gonna come say, and then he opens up the door and he's just like, "The hell are you doing here? What are you doing?" And he's just like, "Fight no, no, Dad." And then the whole thing of him, he just gave up. He's like, "Fuck it, why should I fight the Bob anymore?" And he pretty much became what he sought out the fight and shit.
Yeah.
And then the film, that was the best dialogue I've seen in the film. I was eating that shit up. I was just like, "My God," or whatever. And he's like, "That's fair," and all that shit. I was just like, stole the movie away from me at least. So I was just like, "Yeah, this." Damn the Joker shit. The Joker shit is great and all, but this shit right here, that's that Oscar talk right here. All that shit about Heath Ledger getting Oscar, you need to look at this performance right here, because Aaron Eckhart is acting his ass off in this scene.
Yes, he was.
Now, like you said, Heath Ledger was great in it. Kristen Bell got the shaft kind of in the movie towards the villains and shit like that, but still had his forefront or whatever and shit. It would have been nice to see him do more. I like this scene in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong is great.
That scene in Hong Kong is badass.
It's fighting, but yeah. Everything else.
The thing is, I was interested in his fight style and shit like that, but that shit just slowly deteriorated with every movie. Yeah, I was just like, man, dude, they just dropped it. They must have really just dropped the ball on that franchise, saying, hey, don't worry about the one.
Yeah. It was kind of a cool car chase. You could play. I feel like that. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Dark Knight Rises. I don't know why, that scene is still hype. That scene, man.
That scene is fantastic. That scene climbing out the fucking...
That scene is... You got the dude, the blind dude sitting there and just... And then you got the shaking his shit or whatever. He can't see a fucking thing that's going on. He's just sitting there like, I hope that nigga makes it.
He's a real guy. He feels vibrations.
And everybody just cheering in the background. I'm just like, if that ain't a teaser for your ass, man.
Yeah.
That is fucking... I love that
scene. That shit was epic, man.
I love that film. I think I said that in the darkness, whatever. I have a lot of problems with that film, but for me, I still will watch it.
Yeah.
I took a point some problems out, too.
There's great sequences in there. Like, the opening plane sequence is good.
Yeah. That movie is a big what if. Man. What if you would have did this?
Yeah.
What if you would have did this? I would prefer if you just did this. And then towards the end, that shit just got lazy.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, after, basically, after Bane's fight with Batman. No, after the montage where he talks about opening the Black Gate prison.
How many fucking tumblers are there, too?
A whole lot, apparently.
Apparently, yeah. You took one cool thing about Batman again and fucked it up.
But, no, but now I think about it, there was a lot of good stuff in that movie, but then.
And the bat?
The bat shit. What was that?
The bat?
The bat. Awesome. The shit that.
I got a boner off that shit, dude. When he drove into, when Batman came back, I ain't gonna lie, when he came back,
that was cool, yeah.
Man, when he, cause he was in downtown LA,
yeah,
dog, and then the cop said, "You're gonna love this,"
yep.
Whatever. And I was like, "I am too, goddammit, here we go now, baby." All the lights started coming off and shit,
yeah.
Whatever and stuff, and then you just see him pull up, he pulls up, and I was just like,
yes, back,
and he pulls in that alley, and they was like, "We got you surrounded," and then the bat comes down, and he's like, and I was just like, I love the shit that was going on here. I have a lot of what if problems with that movie. It's like, I wish you would have did this person. Whatever.
I wish you would have explained this shit.
Yeah, I
why
wish
is this happening? Why those cops doing this?
Why would all those cops
go? Yeah. Why can't he kick the big walls now?
Why would
brick walls?
Jesus Christ. Why would every cop in the city go down?
Why? Whose idea was this shit?
Especially since they never seen his bang do it. They don't know his work. They don't know that he's super strong like that or anything, but he's yet they can send every cop down to stop it. Even though Gary Oldman explained what was going on down there. It wasn't that many of them. You know, that shit.
Right.
The whole Taya Abdul, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that last take, but why did he keep that shit in her death scene? That shit was fucking horrific.
And then Nolan, you had the cop team with the whole Joseph Gordon-Levitt flying in the thing and getting rised up and that door slowly opening and that shit caught up. And I remember, fuck! Just show the damn thing on there, man. You fucking, you killing me with this shit, man. That Robin intro. I said, what did she just say? She's like, oh, I like your name. You should use
Robin.
It more. Robin. I was like, what did she just say? I remember telling my date, I was like, well, what did she say? She's like, Robin, babe. I was like, his name is fucking Dick Grayson, or whatever. She's like, is Robin like his real name? I was like, no, Dick Grayson is his fucking real name. No, that's Nolan being fucking lazy right there by saying, oh, people ain't gonna get it if I say that or shit. Harry McGinnis, man.
Yeah.
Harry McGinnis. You had a setup right there. You could have continued this franchise if you wanted to, or just, you could have moved on to a whole other franchise here with Harry McGinnis, man. But the one setup of getting a Batman Beyond thing, which I never thought would happen, it actually looked like it might have just set up something. Like, Nolan left a blueprint there for him to just build that up. And Warner Bros. Looked at that and was like, hey, scrap that shit. We're making another Batman. I'm never going to get that movie, am I?
No, you're not.
I'm going to be 80 fucking years old and I don't give a shit no more. I'm going to get that movie on.
You're going to look like Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, exactly. Look at taking a nap and shit, whatever. Oh, what's going on, Sonny? But, you ain't getting some books now?
Yeah. Getting some books.
I think we got into the movies, we got into the animated stuff, got into the TV show.
Talking about the source material.
We talking about the source material. I got 10 of my favorite books.
Okay. I'm going to list 5. 10 is a big bunch of me right now. I can't think of them off the top of my head.
Yeah, like I told Cody, I still have these books in the original form of how I bought them. And it's still in the bag and everything. I never take them out. That box is paper. Never take them out.
Cool.
What they mean to me. They're the most inspirational books for me or whatever. I think they're, personally, not even because it's inspirational.
Yeah.
Inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's some of the best Batman adaptations ever.
Okay.
So, how about you knock us off with one, man?
Okay.
What would that be one for you?
Start off with Batman the World Halloween.
Ooh.
Love me some Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale.
Jeff Loeb is fucking awesome.
I love that fucking story, man.
Mm-hmm.
That would make a great, like, one-off Batman
film. Mm-hmm.
That never going to happen. Yeah. Like the Holiday Killer, that whole setup.
Yeah.
Terrific. Even Two-Face in that novel.
Mm-hmm.
The graphic novel. Badass.
Yeah.
Love it.
Loved it all, too. Why don't you go ahead and go out and knock off your father?
So, one Halloween. Next one would be Batman Year One.
Obviously. Yeah. How could you not have that?
Got you, man.
That made Commissioner Gordon. It was like...
Oh, God, yeah, that's one of the best Commissioner Gordon stories right there.
That's also one of the best stories of telling, like, how connected Batman is with these other characters in this world. It's not just so much Joker and these other villains, but look how close he is with Commissioner Gordon, too, because they show both parallel characters coming in at the same time.
Gotham is pretty much, you know, in sync with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Characters, all that shit.
I kind of hope they go that route in the Gotham TV show.
You make me see?
Yeah, so I have to wait and see that. Fox will cancel that after the end of the year.
Next one's going to be The Killing Joke.
I could do not.
One of the best Joker stories out there, man.
I could do not. Whatever. There's two great Joker stories out there, and that is one of them. Mm-hmm. That is definitely one. The Killing Joke. How could you not?
Yeah.
I think I got Corey the anniversary edition of that. The first Comic Con we went to, where they were out there and shit, the book or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's one of my favorite fucking Joker stories. So.
It's gonna be all these out of order, by the way.
That's yeah, same here.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Batman Nightfall.
Yes.
Yes.
That's iconic.
Yeah. I love the whole Azrael taking the mantle. Mm-hmm. I thought that was great. And, the back breaking. Yeah, the back breaking. The whole thing.
That was the first time we saw Batman fall on it.
Yeah, the whole. Bang, see eventually like, he brings out all these old villains to wear Batman the fuck out.
Yeah.
And then he just picks up basically a mangled Batman.
What's that story though, that saying they usually say, to stop this villain, I have to become that villain? Mm-hmm. Oh, Bane, you got to stop this hero, mm-hmm. I have to become him.
Right.
I wear his ass mm-hmm. out. I was like, yeah, like you said, the mental and intellectual of that shit with his
touch.
And then you get Joe Schumacher's Bane in there.
Wow. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Fifth one's gonna be obvious one, Dark Knight Returns.
Dark Knight Returns, goddamn it, you better.
Come on, how could you not?
How could you not put that on there? I heard podcasts of people saying, that one might get silly with the test of time.
No.
Compared to year one. And I'm just like, I don't see that, but.
Rarest stories ever told.
Yeah, I was about to say, because I reread it after the movies came out, the animated ones, and I was just like, so fucking good. I don't see this.
So good,
test time my ass, whatever shit. This looks like it's the last of a great story of all time. I got 10, like I said. Mine are not in order. But, I got some. I'm just going to name some off. I got it right now. My eyes are too, but I was like, I'm going to name these names and shit like that. Batman, The Man Who Laughs.
Okay.
By Andrew Baker. Obviously, that was one of the two Joker stories I was telling the very good about whatever. That was the first, if Killing Joke tells the origin of Joker, this was the first introduction of Batman versus the Joker. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was a great fight scene, story, and all together. Oh, yeah. The build up for that, I was just like, oh man, I've been waiting for this for so long. Definitely have to put this one down. I think Spider-Man has the best death sequence ever, which was with Gwen Stacy. That was the most impactful death scene in comic book history the other day. But my second one would have to be this one. That's Batman, definitely family.
Oh.
Death of Jason Todd. Yes, man, that one changed the game for Batman, seriously. That one was by Jim Starling, if I'm not mistaken. Jim Aparo, I believe. And that was definitely one of my favorite books at the time that came out. I was just like, you're not going to top this. Of course, something did. But, yeah. But I love that fucking book. One of my, maybe my second favorite death scene in all time. Under the Red Hood displayed that so fucking well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, I could not fathom what they did. I'm just like, Batman Nightfall, of course. Same break in the back.
Classic.
Classic. Batman and Son by Grant Morrison. Love that one. I actually do love that one.
Yeah.
It's a shame when I saw that movie.
Yeah.
I was just looking at that like, didn't piss me off, but this movie has no heart and soul what that book has. Batman the Killing Joke, obviously, because Alan Moore, Brian Boland, love that one. Batman Year One, I like, I was going to say Frank Miller is probably my favorite book, but no, the next one is, but Batman the Dark Knight Returns, but that's my favorite Frank Miller one, obviously, Year One is great, but we get down to it, man. That's my iconic line from Returns, so. I'm gonna start getting into some weird ones right now. We got Batman the Black Mirror. That one was by Scott Snyder. That's a recent one. Yeah, it's a really good one too. I recommend you go check that one out. Batman A Lonely Place.
Okay.
Of Dying. By Marv Wolf, I believe. Marv Wolf, whatever. There was a lot of writers. George Perez. Who else was on that? I think Jim Aparo was on that one as well. You can correct me if you're not, or whatever. That was a Tim Drake's origin story. The third Robin.
Right.
Which is one of my favorite Robins. I love that Robin because that was after obviously Jason died.
Yeah.
And it was almost feeling like Batman kind of needed another Robin to keep himself.
Exactly.
Man, yeah. That motherfucker was kind of getting crazy and shit. So, you know, I was like, I love that storyline.
Batman Strange Apparition.
Yes, I
by Steve Englehart, I believe. Yes.
And that was that was the one that introduced Silver St. Cloud, you know, Bruce Wayne, mm-hmm. love interest. And Hugo Strange, Earth's Introduction, too.
Love me to Hugo Strange.
Wore the bat suit.
Yep.
Put it on. That motherfucker having a Joker moment. He's just like fascinated with his character and shit like that. A lot of his villains are fascinated with him and shit. Maybe he just lay down on the table and let him dissect him. And, you know, one of the... To me, personally, it's one of the best Batman stories pre-year one. I really like that one a lot. That's not in order, but that's definitely my favorite.
It really is, man. I can't complain with that one.
Have the whole book all up in there, and I would love to get them Disney trans fucking read. Oh, man, we in video game territory now,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, this is an interesting history of games.
Man, because how far does it go back now?
I don't know.
As far as back, the Nintendo Coleco? The Visor? What was that shit called? The Nintendo V-Von, something like that. They had a Batman Forever game and that shit. It was a cartridge. You stick it in there, and it had a little glass.
I remember I know the little headset they were talking about.
Batman Forever game.
Okay.
I had that shit. Every
I remember as far back as Batman Returns. I like that game a lot.
I think that was
an NES.
You said it was the first game, right?
Might have been. I don't
remember anything before that.
Yeah, but Batman Returns, that's as far as that game goes.
Batman Forever had one. Batman Returns.
I had Batman Forever and the Genesis.
Yeah. Batman Forever, I had on Genesis too, and I had Batman a lot as well.
That was on PlayStation as well, wasn't it?
Was it?
I think it was.
Okay, I don't know.
I never actually played it.
I just want to tell you, the only reason why I liked it is co-op.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, the only reason why I was getting into playing that shit. I remember they even had a versus mode in Forever.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I remember that scene, whatever, because you could play as any character. And you could
okay, you know what? Actually, I can't remember.
There was a Batman Begins game.
No, before that, Batman Vengeance. It's an anime series. You remember that one, right?
I forgot about that one.
Was it actually kind of decent?
They had another one, too.
The Rise of Senju?
The Batman. That one had a game.
Did it?
Yeah, Batman shit. Yeah, that shit fell. That's why. Shit went to poor devices soon. Was there any other ones? All these games we just named, I'm not gonna lie, I don't remember any of them.
Yeah, Vengeance, Senju, then Batman Begins. Okay, what's bad?
I don't even remember playing it. I had the game too. I don't even remember playing it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember shit about that game.
Yeah. It's very much, it's like Arkham Asylum Light. Because they had like the whole fear thing in there. Mechanic. It was like bare bones as fuck.
You remember if it was attached to the movie?
Yeah. It was actually
fuck that game. Fuck that game, man. But even though that game came out after the movie, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it came out, it was after it was released as before the DVD.
Okay, yeah. And then now we get into the good shit. Even though there is a PSP version, but I think that ties in with
from Blackbird?
That's Arkham Origins. Why the fuck they changed that? Because when I was looking at that, I was just like, holy shit, a new Batman game, a new Vita. This is what this Vita needs. This is what it needs when you play. He's like,
rip off Metroid.
Man, this game, what the fuck is this shit? I was like, I played this game already. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Shit, tricked me. Arkham City, Arkham Asylum, Arkham City.
This.
I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Arkham Origins, too. Shit. Fucking love that game. That, to me, it's the best one.
Really?
I love the story in that.
Story wise, yeah, I think it's the best one.
I love the game.
I still gotta give that to Arkham City.
Yeah.
But,
I love Arkham Origins.
Yeah.
I love all the weapons and shit.
Like, just like, Begins and The Dark Knight, those movies were transcended.
Games are
transcended. Arkham Asylum and Arkham City, transcended.
Well, I would like to say transcended, but no other game series has fucking picked up from that method as far as superheroes go.
Only thing that came close to Spider-Man 2 10 years ago.
You know what? I was gonna say, actually, before the Arkham games came out, Spider-Man Web of Shadows. You ever play that one?
Yeah.
That one actually had the open world, and you can go wherever you want, stuff like that, I actually like that one a lot, too. I liked it better than Spider-Man 2, to be honest.
Really?
I did not like Spider-Man 2 that much.
Oh.
A lot of people that talk about that game, I'm just like, that game is hard.
Mysterio looked like shit.
Okay. I was like, I hated that mission with Mysterio. I remember I stopped playing it because of that. I was just like, I don't know, my brother finished it for me because I was like, hey, you go ahead and play this for the rest of the shit. I hated those Spider-Man games or whatever. The only one I liked was Web of Shadows because I could continue to go back and make different choices and shit like that with other stuff. So that was the only reason I liked it, because you can choose to save people or kill them or what suit you're in. I thought it was a cool concept and had a good idea to it, and I thought that, why aren't they making more Spider-Man games like this or more games like this where you can go around the city and shit? And then they did do that, they did that with Hulk.
Yeah, I hope they have a lot of fun.
Smash and shit, yeah, exactly. Then they did that, which I bought the Iron Man game because I thought it was going to be cool as fuck.
You poor soul.
You get to fly around and shit.
I played that demo, boy.
Weakest game F, man, you got 3 moves.
Flying's
all fucked up and shit. You fight helicopters most of the time.
You can't aim a shit.
I was like, man, you know you can make a cool ass Iron Man game right now? Especially if you can play both Tony Stark.
Cool ass Spider-Man game.
You can make a cool ass anything, whatever it is. Actually, stop tying it in with this fucking movie. Yeah. Actually, I find it the spinoffs of the games are much better than the fucking actual tying with the movie.
Yeah.
Because the Spider-Man ones had a. It was a.
Shattered Dimensions.
Shattered Dimensions and it was the one before Shattered Dimensions.
I got that. Edge of Time, was it?
Something like that, where you get to play with the futuristic one and going back there and whatever. I like the artwork on how they did the comic book style and shit like that. And that was a decent game. Nothing like Arkham. Arkham City. Set the groundwork for that. Yeah. Really good. The only thing I have a problem with that is the fucking Riddler shit. I can't stand that.
I have a problem with the story.
There
was a story? Oh, okay. Bare bones of a story.
Okay.
I was hyping up Hugo Shane. He was a big bad
of
the fucking game. And
I thought Hugo was
in the game. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I was waiting for a great Hugo Strange adaptation. I didn't get that.
Because that's what he opened up with. Hugo Strange and shit like that. He was like, oh, Hugo Strange is running shit.
Oh, yeah. I was like, fuck yeah, man. Finally, he didn't have time to shine.
And they killed his ass. Nope. 5 minutes, he got the most screen time. I was just like, damn, what's gone? Shit. And then we ride out boots, stabbing himself, and you kicking him off, and fly on it. Like, well, damn, shit. When are we going to get that Batman game where we can co-op with Robin?
I don't know. I'm trying to see how that would work, I think, story-wise.
Well, you could do like how they do in Call of Duty, or even a Battlefield in Call of Duty, how they have, like, the side missions.
Yeah, that didn't work. Like, just like some free
don't put them in the story mode. Yeah. I'm talking about, like,
Else or whatever. That actually works.
What are you going to do with the co-op mode? That's what I want to do with you.
Oh, yeah.
I do want to do that. I'm not gonna lie. The Nightwing one, because I played all the downloads, and I didn't really care for the downloads. What kind of the Robin and Nightwing and stuff like that. The Robin one I did, actually did, but the Nightwing one is just. No, I didn't care for that at all.
I like the Deathstroke DLC.
Deathstroke DLC is badass. Deathstroke in Arkham Origins is fucking badass.
Bane was badass in that game. That was great.
Bitch, man. That was a fucking pain in the ass. I was like, God damn, motherfucker chasing me like, run! I was fucking with them. I couldn't get the damn thing. I was like, oh, shit, it's coming. That shit was good. And the whole story with the Joker in here, I found it fantastic.
Right.
Another thing I hate about them games is the fucking Mad Hatter sequences and the fucking Scarecrow sequences and shit. The Riddler shit. Granted, those are side missions, but I'd like to be able to complete the game. I won't be doing these.
I didn't mind the Scarecrow mission so much. They're creative.
I hated those.
I didn't mind them too much.
They reminded me of that.
Mad Hatter, yeah.
I hated the Scarecrow, Mad Hatter, and shit. I was like, get this shit out of here. And if you look around Arkham City, it is a perfect setup for the next, with the Scarecrow for the Arkham. There's a boat in the water, whatever, if you can hack the code to get under it or whatever and shit. They got all this Scarecrow shit in here. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you found that level in there. So.
No, I saw the Scarecrow map on top of that bridge.
Yeah, there was that one and shit. And like I said, the boat, they got like the whole fear gas shit. There's a dead cop in there or whatever. Oh, there's a poster in there that says, I'm coming back to the city and bringing vengeance and shit like that. And I'm just like, oh man, this is some setup shit. You got the glass with the roaches and shit in there. And Batman's looking around. And he even, like, there's a cinematography scene where he just stops and looks and he's like, I wanted him to say, fuck. Sick fuck right here. But I don't know, I think Scarecrow's kind of weak. We'll see what they do in the video games. I swear to fucking God, I don't want to be doing that fucking Scarecrow stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I hate those
I fucking hate those nightmare sequences. Best part for me, I love it with Firefly.
Firefly thought that was great.
I love that Firefly shit. Yeah. You flying around, I mean, you get to go around the roof, throwing them batarangs and shit, but you gotta throw them when he ain't shooting the fire. I was like, man, this is what I'm talking about. I even like the Bane fight, too, like Bane I said before, the
Deathstroke.
I love that fucking fight. Fight hard. I went there like an asshole, and I'm just gonna kick his ass. I was like,
that's sure,
man. I gotta strategize. I was talking all kinds of, I'm gonna beat that ass, baby. Come on, man. See Batman going in with his knuckles and shit. Motherfucker started swinging that shit. I was like, man, all right, I got you. And I look at my health, like, hey, I'm on red. Shit. All right, time to roll. You got grappling. That's one thing I like about the game, too, is you get to use the tools and shit.
Oh, yeah, incorporate with your physical fighting and all that stuff.
Especially the Deathstroke fight, how you got to use most of your tools just to get close on the actual, like you can do with the grappling hook and shit, the brain.
Yeah, a lot of variety there.
So I love that about the games. You know what? Besides the other animated films, they got nothing else to talk. That's Batman, baby.
Yeah, that's the man.
You know what? Let me ask you then. What is your favorite Batman animated movie? Woo! There's a lot of them.
Man, it comes down to two.
Okay. Now, come on. I'm curious to know, though. Is that Batman?
No.
You sure?
I'm sure. I could just see you.
I fucking knew it. I knew you were gonna say that.
Batman.
Technically, to be fair, was better than everybody. He was better. To be fair, he was better than everybody
else. It comes down between Mask of the Phantasm.
Yeah, it's a great one.
And Under the Red Hood.
Under the Red Hood. For me, it would be, obviously, it's Under the Red Hood. I love it. But Batman Beyond Eternal Joker.
Okay.
Those are my two. Like, I love those. I fucking kill for those, whatever. But Under the Red Hood, for me, it was so much elements in there thrown in that I wanted to see in Batman verse. I mean, Black Mask was fucking awesome, dude.
I love Black Mask.
Fucking awesome. That dude was, he was Ice Cube. He's just angry the whole fucking movie. Just
man, see, I'm yearning for Black Mask to appear in one of these new Batman movies at some
point. One point.
Please, I want to see him exactly like that.
Exactly like
that. That interpretation is fucking perfect.
I like when Red Hood was like, wow, he's gonna die. Because he saw that red dot there. That motherfucker turned around, pushed him, dude. And then he was just like, damn, he does move fast. Oh, man. Then Nightwing came in and they fought Amazo and shit. And he was just like, like, you know one thing I miss hanging out with you? It's the toys. Mm-hmm. All the toys. And then Black Mask, when he just started punching you, like, my money. He was just punching everybody inside. That was the best villain I've ever seen. Black Mask was awesome, dude. I was just like, that dude is fucking. And the Joker.
Yeah.
Funny as fuck. Mm-hmm. But that had to be one of the most sadistic Jokers.
Right.
He was fucking frightening. Like, there was a time I was rooting for him, but there was a time, and he was hilarious at the end of the movie where he got caught and he was just like, I feel like I know you. I just gotta know who it is.
Yeah.
I just gotta know. He was just like, he pulled that crowbar and he was just like, oh. And then when he took the mask off and he kicked the door down and shit, and then Joker wakes up and he looks at him. He runs out that chair and he's just like, you gotta give the kid credit.
Right.
Came back all the way from the dead just to make this shindig happen. Let's get a photo. How about me and the crowbar? Then me, you, and the crowbar. And all three of us together. There was times I was looking at him, I was just like, somebody shut up. And then when Robin threw his ass on the ground and was like, man, you shut up, I'll put one in your lap. And he was like, and then when Batman threw the batarang in the gun and Joker just started laughing, I was like, why is he laughing? He's like, oh, I love it. You always win. Oh, the drama, the tension. I was just saying the same thing. Yeah, the drama and the tension here is good. he's like, and then at the end of the day, I still win. And I was just like, how? You sick fuck. And then when Batman tried to disarm him, he's like, no, I want it to end this way. It'll be beautiful. It's the most beautiful thing you'll ever see. And I was just like, and then even as Red Hood was talking to him, he's still trying to like that. Yeah. He's like, but I feel like I know you. He used to wear that outfit, whatever. But he's he was like, I mean, that would mean you would make this shindig happen. I thought I did it, whatever. He was like, I had some plans, whatever. Oh, did you? Or the interrogation scene.
Oh, yeah.
and slice everybody. Snaps that shit and cuts everybody. They're going to start laughing. It's like, I'm going to need a truck. It's a new guy. They're all dead right now. I just see when you're talking to Nightwing, too. He's just like, got all your big boy pants on now. Now you think you can run with the big boy. he's like, you're all serious and no fun now or whatever. Stop hanging around this one. Love that joke. I've laughed so much at that movie. Just like loving it. That's definitely it. That's y'all for me. Oh, and the fight sequences.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they were amazing. When they were fighting, when him and Red Hood teamed up, I was like, yeah, this... What the fuck is that in the film right here? Shit, it's not that hard.
No, it's not that hard. Really not.
It's really not. But, people, we've been going on for an hour and a half about Batman.
We've gone for days, actually.
Yeah, we could, really could. We could talk about all those films and shit like that, but it ain't gonna happen here. We spent a lot on the, what was it, Joel Schumacher?
Yeah, sure.
We did reviews for those. Yeah. I'm gonna edit that out and just fucking make a darkness. Throw back darkness at people. People. I want to wish the Dark Knight himself a happy 75th.
Happy birthday to Batman.
Yeah, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Standing ovation.
The man with the plan, my idol.
He is my idol. He is my god. That's the only thing I hate about being black, is I can never be you. I can never be you. That's the only problem I have with that, man. You sound awesome. I love you. And can't wait for 75 more years of your
ass. Yes, sir.
But I'll be dead by then, right, man. I think Batman Beyond. That ain't happening. I know people are
like, shut the fuck up about that. That ain't happening, damn.
I'm excited to see what new adventures you bring us back, man.
Hopefully it's good.
Yeah,
I'm with the realm of Zack Snyder. Yeah. Ben Affleck, I'm not worried about.
I'm not worried about Ben Affleck.
Zack Snyder,
same Ben Affleck.
Well, people, that's been the 75th anniversary of Batman, our show, whatever. I'm the Phenomenal One.
Cody.
And we will catch you on another... Superman Legacy, something like that, whatever. Legacy comes up next.
White with Batman, goddammit.
Batman, I want you to know I was the one that killed you. Whatever that line is. Later.